Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday, this the 15th day in January of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology on this, hopefully, the last day of your work week. We're going to get started with a Chinese threat actor. Some researchers have recently uncovered what they are attributing activity to a Chinese advanced persistent threat group called Wenti. Now, many people also know this as APT-41. So, APT-41 or Wenti is a Chinese-based threat group that has been active for at least 8 years, and they have targeted all types of information in aviation, technology, telecom, software, pharmaceuticals, and most recently, according to researchers, gaming. Now, what's interesting about this is that the gaming industry is not something that we traditionally attribute to Chinese state-sponsored actors, because we typically, in security and generally globally, perceive Chinese cyber actors as going after technology that China can use. But the gaming industry is increasingly tied to a huge number of efforts, including research and development for things like aviation. And it is a very profitable marketplace amidst COVID-19. So what's interesting here is that it looks like the Wenti group targeted a company called Battlestate Games. They are a game developer in St. Petersburg. Now, what's interesting here is to see Chinese threat actors targeting Russian-based companies, because traditionally, if you're in a Western country, it's often common to believe that China and Russia are lumped together as the, quote, bad guys. But that may not always be the case. There are often times that China and Russia as nation states have differing opinions and goals. And at least in this case, individuals associated with this Chinese-sponsored threat group are targeting a Russian gaming company. And what you should take away from this is that the breadth, in other words, the type of targets that you can expect Chinese state-sponsored actors to go after is larger, meaning that if you work in the video game industry, you need to be aware that you might also be a target. On the topic of being a target, a lot of people were concerned that their Wi-Fi could be taken over last year. That was following some vulnerabilities disclosed regarding Ring doorbells. Now, Ring doorbells and cameras are a huge product made by the conglomerate Amazon, and Amazon runs the Ring doorbell. There's some controversy about their services because they provide, in many cases, those feeds to law enforcement, where users can opt in to support law enforcement by providing their camera, and there's a lot of privacy concerns that are ongoing. And in addition to that hot water, last year, again, it was discovered that being close enough to your doorbell could, in theory, compromise your Wi-Fi, which no one wants. Well, following all of these kinds of negative press, Ring did something good, and a lot of privacy advocates are very happy. For their newer models of smart doorbells, Ring is enabling end-to-end encryption. And this is important because end-to-end encryption essentially puts a big tunnel around your internet traffic that goes to and from your Ring doorbell, protecting it from eavesdroppers, etc. And there's a lot more than just end-to-end encryption in this particular security rollout. There are a lot of other measures that will help make sure that only you can access your Ring doorbell feed. Now, it's unclear, according to a number of reports, how this affects law enforcement's ability to access that feed. I'm sure Amazon will have it worked out shortly, but what you need to know is that Amazon, and by extension Ring doorbells, are taking a higher stance in regards to security that they may have gotten away with being a little lax in the past. We're going to stay on privacy and security. TikTok was under a lot of hot water as well. Seems like hot water was a common theme for a lot of large media companies and security firms last year. But TikTok was under fire because of its association with the Beijing or Chinese government, specifically its parent company ByteDance. It was big fears that it was being used to spy on many people globally. Despite that, users around the world still use TikTok, and there is a huge boost in teenagers, specifically 13 to 15. Now, TikTok realized that they needed to do something to help secure these accounts, because unfortunately, there are a lot of negative things that occur to teenagers, specifically female teenagers, and TikTok wanted to help protect these children. And that is exactly what they have done. They've decided to increase the privacy measures for those users, specifically 13 to 15, and also because of certain areas and laws that those protections can go up in age all the way to 24. And this is great. The changes essentially make their standard default accounts private. In other words, not everyone can view their TikTok videos, which is great because, again, there are some people who like to take advantage of that age group. And there are some additional changes as well for under 18 TikTok users, which includes limiting the amount of comments on their videos, and also by default denying the ability of other people to download those videos. And so TikTok is taking the security of underage users very seriously, which is really great, because trafficked persons, sexually abused persons, etc., should not be tolerated, and it looks like TikTok is doing everything in their power to help. Now, while watchdogs and groups that are huge on advocacy for privacy and child protection are definitely praising this, some parents are a little bit upset because it means that their children have to accept them in order for their parents to view their accounts. The only advice really there is to engage your children so that you can be added to their basically account and peer group so you can see what they're doing. But you should rest easier knowing that it's not only parents who potentially could be excluded from viewing these children's videos, but also nefarious persons who may seek to take advantage of them. All in all, it's a huge step forward in making sure that children are safer on the internet and using social media apps like TikTok. We're going to go ahead and stay on privacy for our final piece of information today. And this comes by way of Facebook. And so there are a lot of people who have a lot of jokes because Facebook is suing some company for privacy violations. Yes, it is incredibly amusing that amidst the same time period when Facebook is demanding that its subsidiary WhatsApp give it all of its users' transaction data or else users can't use WhatsApp, that's Facebook and Facebook Ireland are suing a company in Portugal known as Oink and Stuff. What's happening here is that Facebook is claiming that their platform is being scraped. In other words, users of Facebook are having their accounts scraped of data, which Facebook does not want. They believe that's a violation of their users' privacy. And so they're going after this company because of four products the company makes. All of these products are add-ons to your web browser. Now, for those of you who don't know what add-ons or browser extensions are, essentially when you open up your Google Chrome, your Mozilla Firefox, or your Internet Explorer, if that's what you want to use, or Edge, these extensions or add-ons make it really easy to do certain tasks. And they range in variety from blocking ads for you to showing you who's online in your friend circle, etc. Now, these four web extensions, Web for Instagram Plus, Blue Messenger, Emoji Keyboard, and Green Messenger, all, according to Facebook, contain code that when people navigate to their Facebook profile, it scrapes all of that information. It's unclear exactly what the company, Oink and Stuff, or these developers are doing with that knowledge, but essentially Facebook is saying that the users do not know that all of this is happening. And so it's very problematic because the firm says that no personal data from users is collected, the firm that creates these extensions. And so Facebook is doing a lot here to try to protect the data of its users by going after those firms who would violate the user's privacy. And so even though Facebook hasn't, to my knowledge, come out and said don't use these extensions because they violate your privacy, they're going to go around the other way and just make sure that these extensions can't do that in the future. That's all I have today. Thank you so much. Have a most fantastic weekend. Stay strong. Stay safe. It is a holiday here in the United States on Monday, so I will see you bright and early on Tuesday. Until then, Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a scientist and researcher, Dustin Frowla. Now, Dustin Frowla is getting a sincere tip of the cap for his dedication to the field of plasma and high field physics. For his dedication and his advancements in making sure that lasers are more stable over long distances, he's received the Ernest Orlando Lawrence Award, which is a very key award given by the United States Department of Energy. And so for his sincere tip of the cap, his dedication, and his award of something so prestigious, a sincere tip of the cap, Dustin, and please keep on researching.